With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli leaders have approved a military operation into the Gaza Strip city of Rafah, and Israeli forces are now striking targets in the area. All of this is going on while State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says he's aware of reports that Hamas may have been responding to a watered-down ceasefire proposal that Israel is unlikely to accept.
Because we are still reviewing the response that has come in, and because we are working on this in real time and trying to reach an agreement, I'm just going to decline to comment on detail about any of those reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the proposal was far from Israel's essential demands, but that it would nonetheless send negotiators to continue talks on a ceasefire agreement. Columbia University has canceled its main commencement following pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel campus protests. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The university made the announcement Monday, saying, based on feedback from our students, we have decided to focus attention on our class days and school-level graduation ceremonies, where students are honored individually alongside their peers, and to forego the university-wide ceremony that is scheduled for May 15th. The protests at Columbia and college campuses nationwide stem from the conflict that started October 7th when Hamas militants attacked southern Israel. Julie Walker, New York.
Floodwaters have closed some Texas schools after days of heavy rain pummeled the Houston area and left hundreds of people in need of rescue. Authorities say a four-year-old boy died after being swept away in fast waters after a car he was riding in got stuck. Another good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 176 points, the Nasdaq rose 192, the S&P 500 advanced 53. This is SRN News. A Christian faces hate crimes charges in Iowa.
There was a time in this country when hating Satan was pretty common, but in Iowa, it's against the law. A judge there has refused to dismiss hate crimes charges against a man who knocked down an image of Satan set up in the state capitol building last Christmas season. Property damage charges were to be expected, but many were surprised when prosecutors leveled the much more grave accusation of violating Iowa's hate crime statute. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The South Carolina Senate has approved a ban on sex change operations for children. The 2078 vote in favor included all Republicans present and one Democrat voting for the ban. That came after the remaining Democrats tried to walk out so there wouldn't be enough senators to stay in session, but the vote was called too fast. The South Carolina House passed the bill in January, but the Senate made changes. This is SRN News. It just might be Old Man Winter's last hurrah for this season.
A weekend spring storm that drenched the San Francisco Bay Area and closed Northern California mountain highways also set a single-day snowfall record in the Sierra Nevada. UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab says the storm dropped 26.4 inches of snow, making for the snowiest day of the season. Treacherous driving conditions over the weekend forced the closure of several highways near Lake Tahoe. Rich Thomason reporting.
Interstate 95 in Connecticut has reopened after a three-vehicle crash Thursday involving a gasoline tanker shut it down. The tanker burst into flames and damaged an overpass above 95 in Norwalk. Workers began demolishing the bridge on Friday and worked to repave damaged parts of the roadway. Officials say all six lanes reopened Sunday. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.